Everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the Public Library. In this excerpt, Wayne and Duke Short remember livelier times at the Tyee Cannery on Admiralty Island.
I was going to tell about something that happened at Tyee Cannery there shortly after we came up. I think it was about 1948. One time in the spring there, these two old gal hookers from Juneau had a little scow, and they got this fisherman to tow them and tied up at the float there. And that was Sebastian and Stewart's cannery and cold storage. And you know, the cannery there was dry, so the only way they could get any booze in the crew and everything was to go over to Warm Springs Bay. But the girls come in with a supply of liquor too, and so Cliff Erickson, the superintendent, he began to see these guys that weren't showing up for work in the morning, and the ones that did were kind of red-eyed and didn't seem to have too much interest in their work. And so, ultimately, he found out that these girls were tied to his float down there. And so he went down and told them to get out of the bay. Well, the girls are pretty smart about their rights, and they said, well, you can move us away from the float here, but you can't make us leave the bay. So they borrowed a couple of anchors from some of the fishermen, and they anchored out there in the bay. And of course, all the cannery skiffs and everybody that had some means of getting out to this little floating cat house was going out there. And they stayed there quite a while, didn't they, Duke?
Yeah, they did.
Until they got all the money that was around camp there. And
well, that was the days when you didn't see a lot of airplanes flying around. But
no.
When Cliff got mad, there was an airplane come in and took them out.
Well, yeah, I guess it was. But they had pretty well cleaned out the money.
Oh, yeah. Well, what really got them is when Cliff and his wife, after they had eaten supper, she had hold his arm, and they'd walk down to the steamer dock. And here was all these guys out in that scow drunk and raising hell, and that's when Cliff decided that they had to go.
So then I guess they sold that little scow to Jack Ray, the carpenter, wasn't it, Duke?
Yeah, I pulled it out of the beach with the donkey.
They sat up there on the beach for a long time.
Six years.
Old Mother Otter moved in, had a bunch of litters of cubs there. And then finally we decided that it'd be a good kind of a trapping shack. And what'd you do, trade or?
No, we just took it.
Oh, we did.
I.
Oh, he wasn't.
He wasn't there.
And yeah, he was just
so
come up.
I started the donkey engine up and pull it back in the water. It sunk down to the deck, but
yeah, it was all dried out. But we'd beach it anyway when we finally moved it up on above the high tide there, didn't we? And we used it as a trapping shack. Some years later, Barb went back to see her folks in Iowa, and they thought I was kind of a yahoo, and would run off with their daughter, and they expected her to marry some lawyer's doctor or something. Like, and here was an old beat up fisherman out there trapping and everything. So anyway, she went down there, and Mark was the oldest. I don't know, he's probably four or five. The grandpa and grandma were asking him questions. Well, what does your dad and your uncles do in the winter? Well, they hunt there until they get all of our deer put up, and then they go trapping and over there. Well, where did they, on Admiralty, and said, well, where do they stay? Well, they go over at the whorehouse and stay all winter.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the public library to learn more or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.